This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and welcome to your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 8th of October, 2021. We've got the best technology news that has been going on, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Normally, we save hacker news for Monday, but hey, we gotta let you know about this today. Twitch has confirmed a major data breach. Twitch's actual direct quote is, "We can confirm a breach has taken place. Our teams are working with urgency to understand the extent of this, and we'll update the community as soon as additional information is available." Yeah, that doesn't sound very good, does it? So, what did the hackers get? Well, the hackers have actually leaked some of these things, including the source code for the company's streaming service. They also released the unreleased stream competitor from Amazon Game Studios, and a whole bunch of details of creator payouts. All in all, it's about 125 gigabytes of information. And apparently, we're not done. From what we can tell, this leak is part one, suggesting we could be seeing a part two, part three, part four, who knows? Well, Microsoft Windows 11, it's out in the wild now. And if you're a gamer, you're hating it. Yes, one of the major issues causing some annoyance in the gaming world is a reduction in performance. Not something you want to see when you're gaming. The slowdown has actually been measured in benchmarks, of course, and it seems to be pointing to the visualization-based security, or VBS. Now, how much game performance varies from machine to machine, but we're seeing anywhere from 30%, even up to 60%. Though some have said after doing a little tinkering around with the OS, they managed to get it down to about 5%. Now, there is a little thing you can do that might help your situation. It's called a clean install. Apparently, VBS is not enabled by default when you do that, but if you went out and bought a new system with Windows 11 on it, it's already enabled. In fact, Microsoft has been encouraging manufacturers to do it. Just when you thought IGTV, yes, Instagram TV, was dead, no, now it's front and center. Yeah, believe it or not, IGTV was still going. Not that probably anybody noticed. And maybe that's why Facebook is deciding to merge its IGTV format with regular videos in your Instagram feed now, meaning you won't be distinguishing between the two anymore. Facebook, of course, is hoping that the merger will boost up uptake for Instagram video, particularly creators involved with IGTV. It's kind of a vice versa, too. Getting creators more involved and probably getting them more payments too. Not to mention they're hoping creators will be inclined to share videos on Instagram as a result, cross-platform from Facebook. Secretly though, at least we've heard from some sources, Facebook is feeling the pressure from TikTok, and this is trying to give Instagram a boost to compete with it. And finally, speaking of Facebook and Instagram and Messenger and WhatsApp, we all know that was down a few days ago for quite a while. And apparently in those long hours, people said, what do we do? Folks went on over to Telegram. Yes, messaging app Telegram actually had a record-breaking new users in 6 hours. How many? 70 million. Even Telegram's founders were surprised by the influx of new people, which actually already has 500 million monthly active users on the platform. Strangely enough, though, the last time Telegram added so many users was back in January. Yeah, that's the last time Facebook went down, though for not as long. They've also, of course, had users come on over to their platform, too, because of WhatsApp and their whole debacle of privacy policy. Now, of course, the founders of Telegram wanted to point out that even though they had this massive influx of users, their platform continued to work flawlessly, unlike others. Yeah, kind of putting the knife in and turning a little bit there at the Facebook people, aren't they? One thing's for certain, I bet Telegram is sitting there hoping and praying for yet another outage for Facebook to add more users. Have you got a story or know what else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Don't forget, we still need your support here for the news show. We have to keep this ship a-sailing. That means we need your continued support each and every month. If you'd like to keep hearing the news show, please head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions and start supporting this show today. Head on over, of course, to our official Facebook page as well at British Tech Network, our official Twitter account at British Tech, and our official community at our BTN Slack room. You can easily find it by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Friday, have a fantastic weekend ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.